Hello, I'm Pauline Goldsworthy, and as usual, joined by
Chris Gillam.
We'll start part two with Information Desk and some news items, and we also have a couple more features. This week we hear about an old city pub site bombed during the Blitz, and a visitor to the old Buckingham Air Show later in the year. First, however, here's Information Desk.
Thank you, Mrs. Muriel Webb, for your kind donation. It is much appreciated and will go towards keeping Chatterbox going for all its listeners. Thank you, Mrs. Sue Edwards, for your kind words. We hope you continue to enjoy Chatterbox. You mentioned the wallets being sharp, but unfortunately we cannot do much about that. We dispose of wallets when they are torn or worn out, but the wallets are all sealed with Velcro, which can be sharp. Mrs. Vivian Bygrave, we are sorry that you did not receive January's recording of the EDP Norfolk magazine. We have put a copy in this week's wallet. Thank you, Mr. Gerald Williams, for your letter. Thank you for your kind words. We are glad that your player is working now and hope that it continues to do so, if not just for harmony in your household. We will check the player to see, if we can, what is the problem. And finally, just a polite request for listeners to return any memory sticks that you no longer need. We do have a policy that if 4 memory sticks are not returned, we will put a listener on hold until some wallets are returned. Of course, we want you to listen to Chatterbox and our other recordings, so please do not feel pressurised into returning the memory sticks before you have listened to them.
Following the very successful first coffee morning held at the George in Dereham in January, the next one is fast approaching. This will be held on Thursday the 22nd of February at 10:30 a.m, again at the George in Dereham in the Conservatory. Community workers from the NNAB, Jane and Tracy, will be hosting. This is a super opportunity for visually impaired people to meet others living with sight loss in Dereham and the surrounding areas, whilst also having community workers there for any help and advice. The coffee mornings will then be held every fourth Thursday of the month at 10:30 a.m. in the George. Price is £2 for coffee or tea and biscuits. For further information, please contact Jane or Tracy on 01603 629558. That's 01603 629558.
Join us at Norwich Theatre Royal for Scylla the Musical on Saturday the 21st of April at 2:30 p.m. A minibus will take you there and back. There will be audio description and a touch tour. The cost is £23. Please pay when you book. To book by Friday the 23rd of February, please call Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558. That's 01603 629 558. Or email marksmith at nnab.org.uk.
On Wednesday the 28th of February, the NNAB is organising a Think and Drink Quiz Night at Sprowston Manor from 6 to 9 p.m. This will be a quiz with a twist, as there will be a blindfolded sensory round of questions included in the evening. Tickets cost £15 per head or £100 for a table of 8, and food will be provided. For more information or to book places, please call Donna Minto on 01603 629 558.
We have been given details of the 2018 NNAB holidays. On your holiday, you can enjoy half-board accommodation, being part of a wonderful group of holidaymakers, and being looked after by our own NNAB helpers and friendly hotel staff, who will all make sure you have a fabulous time on your holiday. Entertainment or activities will take place during your stay. If you are on your own and worried about joining us, please don't. It can be quite daunting, but you will be warmly welcomed into the group and very well looked after. And once you have been, you will want to return again and again. The hotel in Great Yarmouth has not been specifically adapted for blind and partially sighted people, but it is suitable for our needs. The NNAB have been holidaying there for well over 25 years. Transport can be arranged to get to Magpie Road and then by minibus to the hotel or directly to the hotel. However, it would be appreciated if you can arrange your own transport either to pick up points or directly to Great Yarmouth. There will be two fantastic volunteer helpers, but if you feel that you will need the extra help, please bring a carer or friend. Unfortunately, they will not be able to receive a discount on the holiday.
The holiday details are as follows. Great Yarmouth for 4 nights, from Monday the 25th to Friday the 29th of June. The cost is £308 for a single room, £276 for a twin or double room per person, and £20 deposit required per person. Turkey and tinsel break in Great Yarmouth for 4 nights, from Monday the 12th to Friday the 16th of November. The cost is £318 for a single room, £286 for a twin or double room per person, and £20 deposit is required per person. Please contact Donna Hewitt in the Leisure Department at the NNAB to book your holiday or holidays or for more information. Donna will need to know in which holiday you are interested, your contact details, and you will need to pay the deposit to book. Cheques are payable to NNAB and deposits are non-refundable. Holiday insurance is not included in the holiday cost. Please ring Donna Hewitt on 01603 629 558 or you can email office@nnab.org.uk. That's all from Information Desk for this week.
Now we'll turn to some news items. We thought we should start with some really topical items. So here we go with Pancake Day and a game of pancake tennis in Wyndham, then St Valentine's Day, and a story about a suffragette who came from Norfolk.
Slips, flips and gamesmanship greeted families as children and clergymen took part in flipping great races to celebrate Pancake Day. St John the Baptist Cathedral in Norwich raised money for the charity Break by selling pancakes and putting on family-friendly activities as children raced against each other and the church's clergy around the cathedral's gardens. Competition was fierce across all 5 races, with muddy and blustery conditions causing problems for some participants. Following a tight and twisty track around one of Break's chrome-polished go-go hairs, competitors were tasked with flipping their pancakes 4 times around the course before a dash to the finish line. There were some fallers, but everyone bounced back to finish their respective races. Father Henry Wisenant, a curate at the cathedral, took part in 2 of the races, finishing 3rd in the first. He said, "Finishing ahead of the children should feel terrible, but there is a certain glee in not coming last. It feels better to have beaten the deacon, Andrew Eppan." Shrove Tuesday historically derives from the old English phrase to be shriven, which means to go to confession. All of the funds raised will go towards Break's Go Go Hares project, which will see 68 sculptures of hares placed around the county, with 50 in Norwich, one of which will be placed in the cathedral and 18 across the rest of Norfolk.
Estate agents in Wyndham battered it out in what was believed to be the first ever game of pancake tennis in the town. The competition between representatives of Abbott's and Hammond Lee involved flipping a plastic pancake over a tennis net using a frying pan. The Shrove Tuesday event was raising awareness ahead of the launch of a public awareness campaign highlighting principles of fair play in food production and distribution industries. Hammond Lee came out on top in the event, which was sponsored by Foster's Solicitors and umpired by head coach at Wyndham Tennis Club, Sam Howlett. The event was coordinated by the town centre's co-op store, and a spokesman said it was a fun activity, but it was also a means by which to raise awareness of Fair Trade Fortnight, which starts on February the 26th.
They married at Norwich Castle, and this St Valentine's Day, the city landmark is being lit up in celebration of their love. Christine Hendry was the winner of a Norwich Bid and Visit Norwich St Valentine's Day competition, and her prize was to have a special message for her husband, Ian Abernethy, adorn the castle. Ian, 23 years on and still you thrill me, Christine, are the words she chose, and the couple visited Norwich yesterday evening for the official switch-on of the message, which will also light up the castle on St Valentine's Day. Oh, wow, was Miss Hendry's reaction when she saw her words on the castle, with Mr Abernethy saying, "Now that's an image." The couple, who run Picaroon's Bed and Breakfast in Sheringham, said they felt both privileged and overwhelmed to have the message on the castle. Miss Hendry said, "We're absolutely thrilled to be such part of a city project. It's lovely. We're overwhelmed, to be honest." Mr Abernethy, who had also entered the competition, added, "To see Christine's message there means a great deal. I was really excited to see it. I'd never seen anything quite like it before. That message is going to remain with me forever." Miss Hendry had beaten hundreds of entries to win the competition, and the judging panel described her entry as a wonderful and romantic love story. Miss Hendry and Mr Abernethy were childhood friends from age 11 and eventually became a couple just before Mr Abernethy's 30th birthday. Since then, they have rarely had a day apart, and they married in Norwich Castle in December 2016. In her competition entry, Miss Hendry explained that they have been laughing together for over 40 years and how Ian is the only person who can consistently surprise me. Stephen Gurney, Executive Director of Norwich Bid, also presented the couple with flowers and gifts as they looked at the projection on the castle from the steps of City Hall. He said, "This was just a nice opportunity to do something lovely for two great people, a lovely story, and just something that continues that idea of Norwich as a city of stories. It was great to put the message onto such a beautiful landmark in Norwich, and hopefully it's the first of many things we will be able to celebrate this way."
Students have been learning about a Norwich suffragette and former pupil who became one of the country's first female MPs. Pupils at Norwich High School for Girls have been brushing up on the history of Dorothy Jewson in lessons which come 100 years after women were given the right to vote on February the 6th, 1918. Born in 1884, she was educated at the high school until 1903, before moving to Cambridge to study classics at Girton College. Last week, a group of budding historians used material from the school archives, helped by local historian and author Frank Mears, to learn about Mrs. Jewson, who, when she moved back to Norfolk, became one of the founding members of the Norwich branch of the Women's Social and Political Union. In 1923, she was elected MP for Norwich, becoming one of the first few female MPs, and used her maiden speech to bring down the voting age for women to 21, which went ahead 5 years later.
The 132-year history of the Quebec Tavern is to end as plans to turn it into a bed and breakfast have been approved. It has been a pub in Thorpe Hamlet since 1886 and was listed as an asset of community value by Norwich and Norfolk Camera. That gave the community the chance to buy the pub, but no groups came forward. The pub was then put up for sale last year, but attracted no offers. And after Norwich City Council's planning committee heard there are 8 other pubs within an 800-metre radius, there were few grounds on which to object to a new 9-bedroom B&B.
Now for our next feature. Old Buckingham Air Show takes place in late July. This year the show welcomes an unusual visitor, a Douglas DC-3. To tell us more about it, here is Sophie Yeomans.